Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. The Father says today, from your mother's womb, you are uniquely crafted by my hand. You are not run of the mill, and that's exactly how I created you. Yes, there are things you'd like to change, but those things that you would like to change are meant to serve you and bring your heart's desires to fruition. You are not defined by needing to be good enough. You are already favored and highly valued. I'm the God of progress. I'm the God of forward momentum, and that's the direction your life is headed as you align yourself with me, with my mind. I formed you to be a vessel overflowing with my purpose. You are not a common vessel, even though you may have been treated poorly in the past. You are a vessel of worth, designed for honor in my kingdom. And I'm inviting you to experience my presence in your life in a powerful way. You are not an outsider. You are not an outer court believer, you are an inner court believer. And I am clothing you with righteousness, empowering you to dance before me with uninhibited joy. Let others mock or misunderstand. Your purpose is unwavering. Embrace my favor, and I will adorn you, setting you apart as a living example of my glory. Don't hold on to discouragement. I am working tirelessly on your behalf. Your role is to stay focused on my kingdom, actively seeking my will. Be prepared to go the extra mile, even when you can't see beyond the horizon. As you surrender to my purpose, even when you feel alone, unexpected blessings will overflow. The heavens will open, answers will come, and you will know. And you will know that you know. Your life is a tapestry woven by my hand to bring glory to my name, says the Father. This is a season of action, a time to fulfill your purpose and witness the transforming power of my love. So go forth with confidence, knowing I am with you every step of the way. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321 if you use Cash App, $PROPHETICNOW. If you use Zelle, PROPHETICNOW@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say, believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at, again, at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321. If you use Cash App, $PROPHETICNOW. If you use Zelle, PROPHETICNOW@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say, believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at, again, at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you.